Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes about 51,000 appointment letters to newly inducted recruits, says Rozgar Mela stands as government's dedicated effort to empower young individuals and strengthen the active engagement in India's development. Prime Minister to address G20 University Connect finale program in New Delhi today. Legendary actor Wahida Rehman to receive Dada Saheb Phalke Award for this year. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar to address UN General Assembly session in New York this evening. And in Asian Games in Hangzhou, India's Neha Thakur bags silver medal in sailing. Women's squash team beats Pakistan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has distributed about 51,000 appointment letters to newly inducted recruits today under Rozgar Mela through video conferencing. Speaking on the occasion today, Mr. Modi said, Rozgar Mela stands as government's dedicated effort to empower young individuals and strengthen the active engagement in the country's development.
आज के इस रोजगार मेले में जिन अभ्यर्थियों को सरकारी सेवा के नियुक्ति पत्र मिले हैं उन सभी को बहुत बहुत बधाई. आप सभी ने कड़े परिश्रम के बाद ये सफलता हासिल की है. आपका चयन लाखों अभ्यर्थियों के बीच से किया गया है, इसलिए इस सफलता का आपके जीवन में बहुत बड़ा महत्व है.
Mr. Modi said today's daughters of the country are making records in the field of space to sports. Mr. Modi said women have always brought change in several fields with a new energy. He said today the country is witnessing historical achievements and decisions.
आज इस रोजगार मेले में भी हमारी बेटियों को बड़ी संख्या में नियुक्ति पत्र मिले हैं. आज भारत की बेटियां स्पेस से स्पोर्ट तक अनेक नए कीर्तिमान बना रही. मुझे नारी शक्ति की इस सफलता पर बहुत बहुत गौरव होता है. सरकार की नीति भी यही है कि नारी शक्ति के लिए नए नए द्वार खोल दे जाएं. हमारी बेटियां अब देश के सशस्त्र बलों में कमीशन लेकर राष्ट्र सेवा के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़ रही.
The Prime Minister said a few days ago half of the country's population received great strength in the form of Nari Shakti Vandhan Adhiniyam. He said the Women's Reservation Bill, which was pending for the past 30 years, has now been passed by both houses with record votes.
कुछ दिन पहले ही नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम, नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम के रूप में देश की आधी आबादी को बहुत बड़ी ताकत मिली है. 30 वर्षों से महिला आरक्षण का जो विषय लंबित था वो अब रिकॉर्ड वोटों के साथ दोनों सदनों से पास हुआ है. ये निर्णय देश की नई संसद के पहले सत्र में हुआ है. एक तरह से नई संसद में देश के नए भविष्य की शुरुआत हुई है.
The Prime Minister said India is resolved to become a developed nation by 2047. He said the country is going to become the third largest economy in the next few years. Mr. Modi said today India's GDP is growing rapidly amid difficulties in the global economy.
वैश्विक अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में मुश्किलों के बीच आज भारत की जीडीपी तेजी से बढ़ रही है. हमारे प्रोडक्शन और एक्सपोर्ट दोनों में बड़ी वृद्धि हुई है. देश आज अपने आधुनिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर जितना निवेश कर रहा है वो पहले कभी नहीं किया गया. आज देश में नए नए सेक्टर्स का विस्तार हो रहा है. आज रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी, ऑर्गेनिक फार्मिंग, डिफेंस और पर्यटन समेत कई सेक्टरों में अभूतपूर्व तेजी दिख रही है.
The Rozgar Mela was held at 46 locations across the country. It is a step towards fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord the highest priority to employment generation. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways and Ayush Sarbananda Sonowal handed over the appointment letters to the newly inducted candidates at the 9th Rozgar Mela in Guwahati today. Mr. Sonowal urged their newly appointees to work honestly and sincerely for the development of the country. Today, 192 appointment letters were handed over to the new recruits in Guwahati in the departments of Income Tax, Post, CGST, Telecom, AIIMS, Guwahati, FCI, SBI, Bank of Baroda, पंजाब नेशनल बैंक, ऑल इंडिया लिमिटेड एंड केंद्रीय विद्यालय संगठन. In Bihar, Union Minister Pashupati Kumar Paras inaugurated the 9th National Rozgar Mela in Patna. Addressing the function, he exhorted newly inducted personnel to be part of the drive of making a developed India. Total 115 newly recruited candidates got appointment letters in various departments and units of Government of India. Department of Post, CPWD, Railways, Ministry, Income Tax, Punjab National Bank, CGST, FCI, Maulana Azad National Urdu University, Hyderabad, AIIMS, Patna and Geological Survey of India participated in the National Rozgar Mela. Newly inducted candidates in various units of Government of India expressed their happiness after getting the offer letters. Saubhagya Kumar from Darbhanga said it was like a dream come true after getting the job. Another candidate, Ishwar Chandra, who got appointment letter for Inspector and Income Tax Department, said it was a historic day in his life.
मेरा नाम ईश्वर चंद्र है. मैं मुंगेर का निवासी हूँ, बिहार राज्य का. मेरा सिलेक्शन जीएसटी में इंस्पेक्टर के रूप में हुआ है. आज 9वें रोजगार मेले में मुझे ये नियुक्ति पत्र, मुझे बहुत खुशी हुई है. माननीय प्रधानमंत्री ने हम लोगों को संबोधित किया और हमें रोजगार मेले में शामिल करके एक मेले के रूप में उत्सव मनाने का अवसर दिया.
Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary today observed that the country's robust economy is helping to generate immense job opportunities for the youth. Mr. Chaudhary was addressing a function in Kochi to mark the distribution of appointment orders to new recruits in various central government institutions as part of the nationwide Rozgar Mela. Mr. Chaudhary distributed appointment orders to 130 persons on the occasion. The minister urged new recruits to treat the assignment as an opportunity to serve. Moving on, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the G20 University Connect Finale program at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The program will be attended by about 3,000 students, faculty members and vice-chancellors of participating universities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will address a public meeting organized by the state BJP in Ahmedabad this evening to commend the Union government on passing the historic Women's Reservation Bill. A large number of leaders of the BJP women's cell from all sectors will participate in the event. The Prime Minister will also attend the program marking the celebration of 20 years of the vibrant Gujarat Global Summit at Science City tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh on his birthday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for the long life and good health of Dr. Manmohan Singh. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said that India has always stood for free, open, inclusive and rules-based Indo-Pacific region in the pursuit of shared security and prosperity. Addressing the opening ceremony of the Indo-Pacific Army's Chief Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said India's approach to the region is defined by its Act East policy. He said India's efforts towards building robust military partnerships with friendly countries underscores India's commitment to not only safeguard our own national interests, but also addressing important global challenges being faced by all.
The Indo-Pacific region has emerged as a pivotal geopolitical and strategic concept in recent years, transforming from a primarily maritime concept into a comprehensive strategic framework. This transformation underscores the evolving dynamics in one of the most economically vibrant and strategically significant regions of the world. Our Honorable Prime Minister has aptly said, our engagement in the Indo-Pacific is based on 5 S in Hindi. Samman, that is respect. Sambar, that is dialogue. Sahyog, that is cooperation. Shanti, that is peace. And Samriddhi, that is prosperity.
Speaking on the occasion, Indian Army Chief General Manoj Pandey said India's outlook for Indo-Pacific emphasizes respect for sovereignty, territorial integrity of all nations. He said the Indo-Pacific region mandates cooperation on security, connectivity and economy. General Pandey said the 13th Indo-Pacific Army's Chief Conference has witnessed the largest participation from 30 countries, reflecting collective commitment and collaboration in Indo-Pacific region. He said the region accounts for 65% of the world population and 50% world maritime trade.
The symposium, in fact, serves as a shining example of what can be achieved when nations come together with a common purpose. The central theme of our deliberations stands as Together for Peace, Sustaining Peace and Stability in the Indo-Pacific region. The Indo-Pacific construct has come to occupy central space in the contemporary geostrategic canvas in recent years. Its significance is a reflection of the evolving dynamic in the political, security, economic and environmental domains of today's world.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today announced that veteran actor Wahida Rehman has been chosen for the Dada Saheb Phalke Lifetime Achievement Award this year. In a social media post, Mr. Thakur said, Wahida Rehman will be given this prestigious award for a stellar contribution to Indian cinema. He said the actress has been critically acclaimed for her roles in Hindi films like Pyasa, Kagaj Ke Phool, Chaudhavi Ka Chand, Saheb Bibi Aur Gulam, Guide, Khamoshi and several others. The minister said in a career spanning over 5 decades, Wahida Rehman has essayed her roles with extreme finesse, leading to a National Film Award for her role as a clanswoman in the film Reshma and Shera. Mr. Thakur said a Padma Shri and Padma Bhushan awardee, Wahida Rehman has exemplified dedication, commitment and the strength of a Bharatiya Nari who can achieve the highest level of professional excellence with her hard work. The minister also said at a time when the historic Nari Shakti Bandhan Adhiniyam has been passed by Parliament, Wahida Rehman being awarded with this Lifetime Achievement Award is a fitting tribute to one of the leading ladies of Indian cinema. Mr. Thakur said Wahida Rehman dedicated her life after films to philanthropy and the greater good of society. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is scheduled to address the United Nations General Assembly in New York this evening. Yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar met UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres at UN headquarters. They discussed how India's G20 presidency has contributed to strengthening United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda. Dr. Jaishankar said India and UN have coordinated closely in this regard over the last year. The External Affairs Minister also had a meeting with his counterpart from Madagascar, Yvette Shila. They discussed development partnership, millets and rice production, digital delivery and defense cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar also had a meeting with the United Nations Development Programme UNDP Administrator Achim Steiner. The External Affairs Minister appreciated UNDP's engagement with India's G20 presidency initiatives. He said India and UNDP can work together to scale up Indian success stories for global benefit. He also met his UAE counterpart, A.B. Zayed. Both the leaders appreciated the rapid progress in bilateral cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar said both the nations value the regular exchange of perspectives on regional and global issues. In Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, India's Neha Thakur bagged silver medal in the girls' dinghy sailing event. This is India's first medal in the sailing in this edition. The 17-year-old finished with a net score of 27. Earlier, women's squash team beat Pakistan 3-0, while the men's squash team won by 3-0 against Singapore in the opening group match. In the men's hockey group match, India trounced Singapore by 16-1. Indian men's 4x100-meter medley relay team qualified for the final after finishing overall fourth. The Indian quartet also broke the national record earned from the 2018 Asian Games. In tennis, women's singles Ankita Raina triumphs over Aditya Patil from Hong Kong with an impressive score of 6-1, 6-2 in the round of 16. Manu Bhakar tops chart in the 25-meter pistol women's qualification precision event. India will face Pakistan in the men's volleyball this evening. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes about 51,000 appointment letters to newly inducted recruits, says Rozgar Mela stands as government's dedicated effort to empower young individuals and strengthen the active engagement for India's development. Prime Minister to address G20 University Connect finale program in New Delhi today. Legendary actor Wahida Rehman to receive Dada Saheb Phalke Award for this year. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to address UN General Assembly session in New York this evening. And in the Asian Games in Hangzhou, India's Neha Thakur bags silver medal in sailing. Women's squash team beats Pakistan. And with that, we end the Midday News.